go to Al on line two. Al's got a good question. Go ahead, Al. New caller, too. You get automatic passes to Lake Cuyamaca, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, a question for Rich. Rich, regarding sportfishingreport.com, what time do the landings get, or the reports for the landings get updated? Is there a certain time in the evening?
Well, we post the new dock counts and dock totals and fish counts at 2:30 on the website. We want people to be able to see the day before we start replacing it. But the cool thing about getting the iPhone app, which is now only 99 cents, like we said, is we post everything as it happens on the iPhone, so and on our homepage. So you can get reports right away just sitting there at your desk looking at sportfishingreport.com, going to the homepage, or with your iPhone app. And we put the dock totals and the counts for that day as they happen on the iPhone app.
Oh, so everything's going to be at a different time.
Well, no, just the iPhone app. Oh. Yeah. The thing is, you can get it right now with the iPhone app.
Oh, but if you have the website, is it like 7 o'clock at night? Or?
No, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, we don't wait. Everybody else puts them up at 7 because they go to ours and copy them and put them on theirs.
Oh,
that's real time, 2:30, because you know, most of the day boats are already heading back.
Yeah,
the half-day boat's in. Obviously, the three-quarter-day boat knows what it's caught. You know what they've caught, and you got the count right there.
Oh, I see. Great.
That's awesome, Rich.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
So, how much? I mean, it must take a lot of time to put that together. Are you spending a lot of time during the day going through the landings and things like that, or you and Chad Woods?
Well, you know, Chad built a really good model, and the way it works is, you know, your radio show, we put snippets up on our site.
I know, that's been great.
Well, actually, John puts them up himself.
I know.
Yeah, I do it.
You train John.
So the landings send it in to us right away. So the reports we'll get on the iPhone app and then go up on our site, a lot of them just come straight digitally to our site from the source.
So you really don't have to, like, be sitting there downloading anything or putting it up online or, you know, doing digitalizing it. It's coming right to you.
Yeah, and we still get faxes, and we're still training people to use email and use the digital sources.
Well, sure.
But the way John does it on our site, if you're one of our sponsors or you work with us, we give you an addressable admin where you can go actually on part of our site and enter the information.
Very hard to do, John?
No, it really isn't. I'm surprised, you know. Yeah. I can use a computer for the things that I use it for, but I'm not real good. And I told that to Chad.
You're great on Terrafin. I know that.
I told that to Chad, and he says, "I got to tell you something." He says, "I've taught other people what I just taught you, and it took me 2 to 3 hours." Some guys, he said, "We just did it in 15 minutes." And then he said, "Call me back tomorrow. We'll do it one more time. And, you know, you should be good." And I didn't even have to call him back. I call him back 4 days later. I you know what I'll do is I'll take like 4 or 5 clips from tonight's show or from a show, and then I'll post one a day for 4 or 5 days throughout the. But what I want to start doing is I want to start on Saturday. I'm going to start posting like our guests for the next day.
There you go.
You know, that's what I'm going to start doing that. Just put a little.
Yeah,
up there.
And you know, the minute you post it, it goes up on the iPhone app and it goes up on the homepage. It's just instantaneous.